Into this hour's guest interview segment and our monthly update from Superintendent Matt Erickson from LCSD number 2. Good morning, Superintendent. How are you today?
Doing well, Duke. Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you and everyone at the school district.
Thank you. Right back at you. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
We were joking with some of my coworkers that also work in the school district yesterday, and I was like, man, you know, every other school district most every other school district doesn't have school right now, and you guys are going. But then I guess the trade-off is you get out earlier in the year, right? So it all comes around.
People will be appreciative in June when we're out.
I bet. Well, Superintendent, a lot going on inside the district, as always. And you guys have been reaching out to the community on these ARP funds and how to designate those and how to spend those. And that's been kind of a statewide discussion as well as a local discussion. So for those not familiar with it, let's start with the beginning. What are ARP funds and where are these coming from?
Okay, so basically the elementary version would be that they're COVID funds from the federal government that came through the state. Governor Gordon appropriated a significant portion of Wyoming's ARP funds, or ESSER III as we're calling them, to the K-12 school system. So our district's on tap to get a significant amount of money in the third round. And part of that is that we need to get community and stakeholder input as to what we'd like to do with them. 20% of those funds are automatically set aside for learning loss, which the feds have a definition of what learning loss is. And our application to Wyoming Department of Ed and Governor Gordon is due January 18th. So the surveys are open until the end of this month, and then we'll be finalizing our application and submitting it to the state, and hopefully those funds will be awarded fairly rapidly. And it's our goal to keep those funds locally and put them right back into the economy to the best of our ability.
Sure. So. Now, two questions coming out of that. First, learning loss. I'm assuming that is what they're saying during COVID when schools are shut down, the backswing from that. Is that correct? So how would these funds help overcorrect that then, the 20% that go to that?
You're exactly correct, Duke. Basically what the learning loss funds are for would be for interventions, enrichment, after school options for kids, summer options for kids as well. So
gotcha.
They need to be research-based interventions, and we have a lot of those things already in place, and so we'll just be enhancing that a little bit and providing additional opportunities for students.
And what ideas are floating around for the other 80%?
There's a lot of ideas. There's a lot of opinions.
A lot of people raising their hands saying, I know where to put it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But I'll be better equipped next month to share with you what we submitted as part of our plan. But things like GoFossa for Osmond Elementary in the summer, Aetna Mastery Camp for Aetna Elementary, some credit recovery things, some zero-hour possibilities at Star Valley High, Swift Creek, Cokeville. We've got a lot of creative ideas floating out there.
Okay.
And we sure wish we could fund a swimming pool with it, as several people are putting on the survey, but it's not legal. So
darn.
Yeah, darn.
Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio with us this morning. So two more questions on the ARP funds. Online, people can go to the district's website to submit a survey. And then how much money are we actually talking that the district is getting here? What's the amount?
A little over $5 million to Lincoln, too. It's based on your free and reduced lunch numbers. And obviously the last year and a half, meals have been free to everybody across the United States. So these are based off of our numbers from the 18-19 school year. So if you take like UNO1 Evanston, they have a higher percentage in that school year of free and reduced lunch kids. So they're getting a few more dollars than us, even though their enrollment is less than ours.
I see.
Same would be with Jackson or Teton County School District.
Gotcha. And how long is this public input period open on the district's website?
Until the end of the month, okay. December 31st.
All right. So, Superintendent Matt Erickson, anything else on the ARP funds you'd like to mention this morning?
I think that's covered it. Okay. On the ARP funds, but
all right.
We're just I guess I would add that we have through September of 24 to have those funds encumbered, and then through obviously December of 24 for those funds to be spent. They're one-time monies. So, again, we can't do much with salary schedules or those types of things, but we do have some creative ideas to try to recruit and retain staff, which we're sure struggling with like everybody else right now.
Sure. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio this morning. Superintendent, another struggle for the district is you were awarded funds to expand on Afton Elementary, which is something you and I have talked about, but it sounds like it's been difficult to get that project off the ground. Where are things at with it?
Well, the difficulties obviously in the supply chain and getting contractors to even sniff around and be interested for a project of that size and magnitude. So there's been a delay in the bidding, and actually at 1 o'clock today, we will be opening bids on the Afton addition. Last week, we need to move a water line at Afton Elementary, and last week we opened bids to remove that water line and replace it a few feet to the west. And those bids came in very, very favorable. We were pleased with that, but we have not awarded those bids, that bid, because we're waiting to see if we actually come in under budget or on budget today to, sure, to be able to do the addition. It doesn't make sense to move the water line if you can't actually put the addition. So Senator Dockstetter and Representative Simpson have been very supportive, and Governor Gordon, if we come in over budget today, then Mr. Inskeep and I will be in Cheyenne and on our knees begging and see where we can get. And then Osmond's addition, mid-January, will be opening bids.
Okay. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning. Superintendent Matt Erickson in studio. Superintendent, one final thing I wanted to bring up this morning was your office and district offices around the state and region and nation actually releasing statements last week after some TikTok videos making threats to no specific school, from what I understand, but kind of a nationwide blanket. And maybe just a good opportunity to bring that up again, and what parents should be looking for, what students should be looking for when it comes to things being said on social media in regards to school safety.
So you're exactly right, Duke. TikTok, other social media platforms, there seems to be a lot more activity and a lot of unsubstantiated threats and violence and just a lot of rough stuff going on nowadays. And we don't think it's going to get better. We sure wish it would, but it's really unfortunate. It takes us away from our focus of instruction and student achievement and what we should really be about as an organization. And so that's just unfortunate. But, Duke, I don't view this as a Lincoln 2 problem or a school district problem. I view it as a community problem. And I'd just make a plea to all those listening that it's time that we come together as a community, Star Valley and Cokeville, and there's a lot of other things that are going on that our kids are crying out for help and need us. We need to step up and be adults and take responsibility, monitor our kids' social media accounts, help with attendance, getting kids, especially at the secondary level, to school and be engaged in their lives. You know, I was in attending some professional development a couple of weeks ago, and one of the presenters made the point that there was a mother with a 4-year-old, and they were at the park, and the mother was helping the 4-year-old swing in a swing set, and but they videoed the mom, and for several minutes she was leaning against the frame of the swing set, looking at her phone, on her phone. And, you know, we all have those days, but in my opinion, what's on our screen is sure not as important as what's right in front of our face. And we have a lot of good families and good parents, students in our district. We're still very blessed, but those things are creeping in, and it's time that we step up and take responsibility for our own actions and truly be the adults and the parents.
Well said. That Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning, Leakey County School District number 2. Superintendent, anything else you wanted to mention while we got you on the air with us today?
I would just take opportunity to thank our staff. We're ready to close out the first semester later this week, and we have amazing people, and it takes all of us to make this organization and operation run smooth, and we have passionate teachers, and bus drivers, custodians, food service, maintenance, instructional aides, and our secretaries and principals and whatnot are absolutely amazing. So we're just really blessed. And then we have great kids as well. So
some of those great kids, by the way, will be showing off a little over the next couple of days. The Osmond Elementary Talent Show is today and tomorrow, and then understand some little play productions at Afton Elementary. Those are all on SVI, by the way, if people want to watch those. So
yes, and we appreciate SVI and all the help that you guys give us. And then we've got ball games and
yeah,
wrestling and you name it. There's plenty of things going on, and we just wish everybody a Merry Christmas and hope that we take time to stop and smell the roses and really focus on what's important.
Superintendent Matt Erickson this morning in studio. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network.